Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. This morning I should like to direct your attention to a part of the reading which we heard just a few minutes ago, the third chapter of Genesis, the first seven verses. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other creature that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat of any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God said you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So far the text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, Satan has a high IQ. He's a spirit being, created, highly intelligent by God himself. And in addition, he is both wise and clever. His techniques are as old as the hills, and as new and young as tomorrow. He succeeded in misleading our first parents, and he succeeds with the same approach in his attempts to mislead us today. The story of the temptation of our first parents is as relevant as it was when Moses first wrote it, because Satan uses the very same effective approach today. There is nothing new under the sun. So this morning, we want to see how Satan succeeded in his tempting of Adam and Eve, and how he succeeds today. It's rather interesting that Satan began by undermining Eve's loyalty to God. He knew that a direct approach would not work. He knew that Eve and Adam were basically loyal to their Creator. And so he didn't come head on in his approach to the problem. He didn't come on by attacking God directly and asking Eve to declare her loyalty to him. Not at all. He began by raising a question in Eve's heart and by leading her into a position where she found herself defending God. She quickly rose to the Lord's defense. She said, "God hasn't said what you attribute to him. He did not forbid us to eat of any of the fruit. There's only one exception. We are not to eat of the fruit of the tree which grows in the midst of the garden." And then she began to think about it. And as she thought about it, she began to doubt God's goodness. Satan had planted a question in her mind. And she began to ask herself what God's motive was in forbidding eating of that tree. And she began to doubt his goodness, whether he really was good, because there was something that he was forbidding to Adam and Eve. Now today, Satan uses the same techniques with us. He knows that we are basically loyal to God, and he must undermine that loyalty. Sometimes he begins by putting us into a position where we defend God. Now, in a sense, God needs no defenders. And yet there are times when we ought to defend him, and we ought to speak well of him even as we defend and speak well of our brother here on earth. What we need to beware of is that instance when we defend God and then begin to claim credit for it, begin to pat ourselves on the back because we have come to God's defense, because we have defeated those who have attempted to raise criticisms against him and have argued against those criticisms. And then Satan goes on to sow the seed of doubt. He begins by suggesting that God is not really as good to us as he might be. He begins to suggest that God is trying to keep some things for himself that you and I are entitled to. We begin to doubt God's goodness, and we have fallen then into sin. Satan next comes with the half-truth that basically is half-lie. And it's rather interesting that he used this technique on Mother Eve. He didn't tell her something that obviously was false, for she could have seen through his temptation. He told her that in the day in which she would eat of that fruit, she and Adam would become like God, in that they would know evil as well as good. And that was true, because in the day that they ate of that fruit, they did become like God in the sense that they now knew evil as well as good. Hitherto they had known only obedience. Now they knew what disobedience to God was, and they knew what evil was. It's rather interesting, too, that Eve practiced a selective hearing. She heard what she wanted to hear. She heard the first part of this statement, you will become like God. And she didn't hear very much of the last part, knowing good and evil. She wanted to hear that promise that she would be like God, because it was that that she was coveting. But she failed really to hear what Satan told her when he told her the truth, that she would know evil as well as good. Now today, Satan uses the same techniques with us today as he tempts us. So often, he uses the half-truth that is half-lie. He talks to us about our freedom, about our liberty. He implies that God is hemming us in by his law. He encourages us to do our own thing, to be fully human. And somehow or other, he persuades us that the law itself is evil because it restricts us. And he persuades us that God himself is holding back something by limiting our freedom. And that's an effective technique. Like Eve, we so often are selective in our hearing. We hear that part of the promise that we want to hear, and we fail to hear the truth that is often given to us, that we will know evil, and with that sin and guilt, and will be subject to punishment that we often fail to hear. We may not fall for the big lie, but so often we fall for the half lie. And Satan knows that all too well. He's got an MO that works. Don't try to outwit him. He's smarter than you are. Give the devil his due. Recognize that he is far wiser and far more clever than you are. And recognize that he's lost none of these traits over the centuries. So don't join him in the battle of wits. You may find yourself defenseless and unarmed. Flee him. Don't listen to his blandishments, but rather tell him to leave, as the Savior did. Indeed, you'll find that the only effective defense you have is the one which our Lord himself used, the scriptures. Use God's word, the law, to see what God wants you to do and how God wants you to live. You'll not always succeed in defeating him. There will be times that you will fall into sin yourself. And if and when you are defeated, turn to the gospel and find there the full and free forgiveness for those sins. Amen.